starting at Siman Shin Hey, Sef Yud Zayin, we have two Mishaburas on Sef Yud Zayin. Mishaburin on base. Ein Chamor, so the Chamor can't go out by Mardas. So already said the Din of Mardas, already said the Din of Suk. Remember Leal B'Sef Aleph, B'Sef Yud Aleph. We already discussed these halachas. The reason why the Shacharif repeated it, because there's new cases which are not mentioned before, and since the Mice and the Mishnah, they're all listed together, so he listed them all together. Well, the Sulam. Okay, so what's the problem with the case of the Sulam on its neck, which is it's prevented from scratching against the Makkah and opening it up again and getting it infected? So the majority of these cases over here really are not a masi be'etzem. The only problem is there's a gezeira that if they fall down, the person might come to carry them. Okay, so then it can't. So that's the case of the sulam. The case of the ritzua shebaragloi, it's huke min tabas, it's like a ring which they put around the place where the animal's legs knock against each other. Uzel Pirush Rashi, Rav Pirush Oid, the Rish has the Rishat the Kishenivka Parsha Shal Regla Behema Kershon Oso Beritzua Kesha Tachlim Betachzer LeKamosha Hayisa. Can Pirush Rama Pirush Mishnah. So it's if there's a break in the foot, so they would tie it so that it will heal, and that's. So you can't go out with that on Shabbos. So, and again, the reason the gzeira over here is because if it falls off, they're going to carry it. The Dalai Lama is possibly my mistake. Then the chutim, the Tanakh can't go out with these chutim, which are either for a simon or to prevent them from breaking kalim. If you tied the feet of the tarnagol, then it shouldn't run away. So we had this idea before. If it's there, because it's to hold on to the item, that and that's the shmir that you need. So that's mutter. So the Sharatzian says in Sivkat Nun, he doesn't understand the Chayyad address the problem. According to Rashi, the Gzeir over here is because it's going to fall off and you're going to carry the string. So even if you're doing it for the purpose of Shemira, so it's a Malbush, but the problem is the Gzeir is it's going to fall off and you're going to come to carry it. So that's what he asked the question. He says, there's a rule as mashra he's making in this case. So he says, the case with the behemoth, we're not gozer that it might fall off and it's going to come to carry it. So we're also not gozer that possibility when its purpose is for shmir of the animal. They can't go out with his mom, which is they put on an egel shalol yinuk. You go ma'ashman b'zeh atam who havi k'may masri. The problem here is not because it's going to fall off, but it's batzam a masri. The domin lachasoyim shabepi aporeb shabshef yir aleph the shom atam yishu masri. Similar to the case we had before in yir aleph, was it clear whether that's the case? It's because of masri. No, it's not clear over there. That was called a masi. We guess it's not for the shmir of the animal per se. It's to protect the fields. So if that wasn't a common thing to do, that was it's going to become a masi.
Where weren't they gozer a person to come to pick up?
In case of the muzzle on the calf's mouth. Okay. Now the pork can't go out with ritzua shemin karnel bein imi l'shimer. The zeh habi the shirus yaser silas porah but habi masi v'kanabas afi olive. A porah doesn't need this. You know, if he ties it between the horns to have like a rope to grab the animal with, A parrot doesn't need that. A parrot is a docile animal for the most part. It doesn't need that. It's considered over protection, which is a masui.
Where does an animal can go out with a muzzle and smells?
We're saying we had the problem of the muzzle is a problem of a masui, not a problem of a gzera. The case that you talked about when we walked in was a case where the legs are tied together, they're not afraid that it's going to fall off and carry the rope. Okay. The par can't go out with a chevel shebet savara because it doesn't need that shmira. If this para is not a docile one and it needs this rope to keep it, so then it's mutter. That's part of its shmira. But for an eagle, it's mutter because they are frisky and they run away. Even if it's long and it's part of it's wrapped around the neck. But as long as it's loose enough that you can grab the chevel, it's considered a shmira. So behemoth can't go out with a kameya, which is muksik for a person. Just because the kameya works for a person doesn't work for an animal because there's a certain ziyat d'shmaya which a person has, even if it's the same ayin hara, whatever the issue might be that they're protecting from. It works better for a person than it does for an animal.
Okay. If a rope is loosely around the animal, it's for shmira.
I'm sure it's loose. I'm saying the point is, are you talking about the case right now? Or the case we're talking about when we first walked in.
No, I said something.
It went around the eagle's neck. So as long as it's loose enough that you can grab it. If it's around tightly, you can't grab the rope because there's no. It's too close to the animal's neck. If it's loose, before we said a person can get his hand in, see if the animal starts to grab it, run away. He'll stick his hand in and catch the rope. So that's mutter. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sif Yurkes. Moves away from the issues of the animal carrying things, but now deals with the general halacha of riding on an animal. Ein rechel gabi behema. This is a Mishnah in Beya. So a person not allowed to ride on an animal. Well, not only is he not allowed to ride on the animal, but he can't even lean against the animal. Feel a bit sida also lishtamish. So we'll see what Sida and Sida. There's this, something in Allah referred to as stodim. Something called stodim. Something which is attached to the animal is called the tzad of it. It's like next to it. And about Sida stodim is mutter. Kagoyin shadavri achar munach al Sida v'mishtamish po mutter. So if we have the item which is on the side of the animal, and we have something else connected to that, that second item is mutter. Now, if a person didn't keep the halacha and he went on the animal, so we see by a case of a tree, we'll see by a case of a tree when a person does that, we say, a person goes to Mazid, we tell him to stay there for the rest of Shabbos. As a kanas. By the animal, we don't say that because that's very nice, you want to give him a kanas, but the poor animal is stuck with this guy on its back for the whole Shabbos. So you tell him to get off. Similarly, if the animal comes in with a burden on it, we are allowed to remove the burden from the animal, even if the items are there muksa. That's the case of the Mar and Shabbos. Even though they're muksa, we should argue it's muksa. You can't move it. Yeah, but it's tzara lechaim for the animal to stay with the burden, be burdened for the whole Shabbos. So therefore, because of this kul of tzara lechayim, we were allowed to move the muksa. But ketzad, so how should you remove the muksa burden? So you should do it with your body, with your head, not with your hands. So a person puts his head underneath it and moves the burden until the point where it's going to fall. So Goy has a wagon, so the wagon is attached to the animals. The Goy is directing it. So the issue of the animal schlepping the wagon, which would be an issue of Mechamer, the Goy is doing. He's doing it on his own, not for the Jews. That's not the problem. The problem is, Chazal asked to be Mishtamash of Balechayim. Then maybe we should deal with this like Stodim or Stodit Stodim. So what is its status? So the Ramah, it's also Mishtamash of Behema. Gam, Shlo Yachtuk Smarra. Furthermore, the reason why Chazal asked to riding on the animal is not because the Betzim is something wrong with the animal Betzim, it's because Chazal were afraid that once a person is going to ride, he's going to want to direct the animal. And how is he direct the animal? He needs a prod, or he needs a stick. So he might pull off a stick to use to prod the animal. So Chazal asked that. So a person in a wagon also needs to do that. So the Gzeira Be'etzim applies to the wagon, just as much as Simo, somebody else is leading it. But we don't differentiate. Once riding in a wagon has this Chashash. Point to this case, it doesn't, because somebody else is doing it for you. But Be'etzim, let's say that guy falls asleep, so you got to do it yourself. So what are you going to do? You might do that. The Gzeira applies Be'etzim to the case of the wagon. That's the second argument. Okay. Why are you not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov? More it says because the gzera is shamiyachtu gzmura. You might go and pull off a branch from a tree and use it to hit the animal or prod the animal, etc. So there's no difference in that gzera whether you're riding on the animal's back or you're riding in a wagon. It's the same gzera. Then you might want to direct the animal. You might pull off a tree, pull off a branch from a tree. Samach Aleph. So Ein Reichman, you can't ride on a behemoth. A Gzeir Shema Yachtuch Zmar Min HaBechuber Kedei Lan Hikup. So the Mora says the reason why this is a problem is because of that you might pull off a branch from a tree, from something that's attached to use it to be able to direct the animal. The Chayim Bozem Mishum Terlish, who told him the Kertzer. The Sharatzion raises the question, why do you tell me simply? Because you have a problem. It's a problem of Hitzah. You're riding on the animal's carrying the person, so you're having your animal doing work. So he says, that's what Yishalmi actually says the reason. But we hold Chayinus as Atzmai. So that carrying a person on Shabbos for a man, if one Jew is carrying another Jew on his back, is not called Hitzah, because we have a concept of Chayinus as Atzmai. So that's true by the animal also. The animal is not considered carrying when it carries a person. So that can't be the reason. Okay. Well, you need them allow, so you can't lean against it. The Chol Shimush Ralechaim Chol Lu Bechlal Rechiba Vosru. So they asked her not only riding, but any type of he stomps just with the animal. All goes into this sort of Rechiba, and that, they asked her the whole thing. Now, even if you have physically a place where that's irrelevant, the kashash are pulling out the branch. For example, from a midbar, the lecha zmara. Traveling in the desert, there's no trees around. Well, the shashab is a tinak al gaba behem kedem the shasheo isoi. You want to rub the child against the animal's fur. To cuddle the child, you're not going to pull out any zmaras out for that purpose. Once the Chazal asked it, hishtamshus v'behema, they asked it all hishtamshus. Okay. Now, so stodim is city stodim is mutter. So we have the item which is attached to the behemoth, and he's now dealing with someone using that. Now, we see we deal with the wagon as stodim. Is attached to the animal. That's like the stodim of the animal. So riding on the wagon is not called tzidit stodim, it's called stodim. That's being mishdamish with the stodim, which are also rasim. He he went up onto the animal, filim as a yared, veloy tumab gavayila, not like the case of the tree, which we'll see later on. Because I made a kanas, the mother makes the camel on the kamam and simin shinlam involved the sifalat the yared admon tzei shabbos v'shem kanas. A person goes up into a tree, which he amazed it, knowing that it's also to climb a tree on Shabbos. We say stay there for the rest of Shabbos. But how yared mishum tzar b'lechaim? And over here, because of the tzar b'lechaim to stay on the animal's back, we tell them to get off the animal. And we times that park, and you're allowed to take off the burden off of an animal. Even though the burden itself is an item which is muksa, that's the Kiddush. If it's not muksa, of course you can take it off. Now, but since it's muksa, so even though we have a several reason to take it off, but why should you take it off with your hands? Because you have a way to take it off without using your hands, you have to do that. Now, interesting, by the case of the tree later on in Shin Lam and Vav, part of the issue of Hishtamshas with the Elon is taking something off of the tree. So let's say the burden of her wasn't Muksa. So at first glance, we should argue that the reason, even if it's not Muksa, you have to do this process of using your head to take it off. So that's not true. Mishra later on says there, Tzabal HaChaim would be mounted to take it off directly, since the item is not Muksa. So that it's easier to get it off, it's quicker to get it off. So even though by a tree you can't take it off, that goes into this of Hishtamshas. By Behema, to take it off, they didn't put it into this of Hishtamshas. But over here, since it's Muksa, you have to do it without your hands.
Where is it Muksa?
In a case where the Masi wasn't Muksa. The case where it was the Masi was Muksa. So I'm raising a question. But you see by tree, taking it off is a problem. So, and the same with the issue to be mishtamish with the tree, there's an issue to be mishtamish with the behemoth. So, why do we have to say the case over here was that it was muksa, and that's why you have to take it off with your head? Tell me the case over here is that it's not muksa, you still have to go with your head, because you'd be mishtamish with the animal by taking it off, like you see by the tree. It's called hishtamish by taking it off. Now, the mishnah over there says no. That by the behemoth, even though by tree you can't take it off, by behemoth you could, because it's arba lechaim. So that we're saying over here, so then why over here do you have to do it with your head? Because over here it smokes. That's what I said. Thank you. Now, the Yisub Atzaman, he goes, Yesh Blav Hach Yisub Tara Mishum Chamra. If the Jew is the one who's making the animal go, he's sitting on the wagon making the animal go, that's the Yisub of Mechamra. So in the case of the guy's doing it, so that's not the issue, but the problem is he still can't sit in the wagon anyway because he'd be mishtamish with behemoth.
Isn't there also an issue of getting hung up from the malach of the guy?
That's an interesting question. The issue of mechamer. The issue of mechamer is. It's making an animal to work. So it's not a malacha that the person is doing. All the cases are the guy is doing a malacha. I'm being handed from the malacha the guy is doing. The guy is not doing a malacha. He's doing the lav of mechaber. He's doing the lav of mechaber, making an animal to work. Now, so why can't I ride on the wagon because it's called mishtamash b'behema? We should argue that it's sidrei tzadim. Well, it's sidrei tzadim. Why don't we look at it as it's the sides of the sides? You know, the example by the tree is so you can't climb a tree. Okay, let's say I attach, I take a rope and I have two trees and I take a hammock and I tie it around each tree. Right, I hang a swing onto the branch of the tree. So I put the rope over the branch. So that's called studen. It's not the tree itself. It's the thing which is next to the tree, as it were. It's part. You're attaching it to the tree. So that's also. Let's say I put a hook on the tree, and then I put the rope onto the hook. So the hook is studim, And the rope now is sitting stodim, and it's mutter to swing on that. So why don't we argue that the wagon is like sitting stodim? She says no. They shall go the mechuberes l'sira behema. So the agola is attached to the animal, and we look at the agola with its the tongue of the wagon, which is attaches to the animal. That's all one piece. We don't look at that the tongue is one piece and the wagon is another piece. It's all one piece. So this is attached to the animal. So that's a problem of tzedakah. I'm just sitting on the tzedakah. So that's called you're on the tzidei behema. Can also go on the summer gimel. We're going to be shamus al dafa yotze mechutz lagol mechurel gam kenoser. We'll be considered tzidim. They call kli echad hu. Even if I would have that, I'll put a like an extension behind the gola of a board sticking out. I'll sit on that. It's all called one kli. We don't look at it as separate. Separate steps. Now, if you would have, theoretically, one wagon attached to the animal, a second wagon attached to the first wagon, so the second wagon would be sitting stodim. Fine. Okay, now, take a look over here in the Bir Halacha, in Machlokes Rosh Chodesh. So Bir Halacha grapples with the question, that this is tilta begufa, so that we're being matured over here because it's tarba lechayim. Tilta begufa is mutter batsim. It's batsim mutter by muksa. You're not for because tarba lechayim. So the biralocha matish rosh. Mizem mutter feel the ran the sirele the baum of the shach is a tilta. I feel like a begufa because you're called b'shiyasim b'sav shem shinyan aluf. Hakam mutter b'shem tarba lechayim. So the more says matish rosh. So, according to the Ran, we understand why you need the Heter Tzabar Lechaim, because even Al Yenei Roshay is a problem, Tilta Begufa is a problem by Moksa. When it's Tilta Begufa Mutter, according to the Ran, if it's a Tzar Tabra Mutter, if my purpose is to, for a Dabra Mutter, I'm doing Tilta Begufa, let's say, I need to get to the Dabra Mutter, and there's a Moksa in front. I use my foot to move the item. My goal isn't to move the item, my goal is to get to the Heter. That's Mutter, current it around. But if my goal is to protect the Moksa, even though I'm being metal with my foot, that's Aser. Because I'm being metal to Moksa. Now, so that's how he says that. So this is the Mutter. Now go back to the Bir Halacha, the first one. The Rosh says not like the Ram. The Rosh says tilta begufa is bats and not tilta because I'll ask you tilta be yadayim. Okay, now feel up below sore star by the chayim. Why do you need a hat to tar by the chayim? It's bats and mutter. It's tilta begufa. So now this is a quote from the Rambam. The Rambam used for the tilta begufa shmei tilta. Come out the Rambam, would they be like the Ran? It was a doichik dim kain lo masosim shomer makar b'din a karosh. Achrei the Rambam, Maran pligile. Why that tor gufa paisik shom the tilta begufa mutter like the rush, and the tor quotes this din. Okay, nearly that tor makar b'kitzur hatokas kol dibrei Rambam ben simin zet. Okay. Now, that the case over there was over here. The story as presented in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any sense because it's tilta begufa and it's mutter. The case over there was: what do you do in a case where the sack had glass in it, and the glass? You can't just knock it off in a way that it's let it fall because it's gonna break. And so the first step is lalach is that you sort of take it off and then you hunefum elo. In a case where you can't do that because you're afraid it's gonna break, so then you have to take it off in such a way where you're making it move gently, and there the chashash is going to be you're going to need to use your hands. I don't know what's happening. Remember the psak over there? Why is that important to me?
You asked what time it is.
I said what it says over there. Thank you.
Well, you said what it says on.
Okay. So it says over there you put karma kasas under it. And then the problem is mevatachli mechanoi. Since they're light, the small ones, then you'll pull out the car from underneath them and move them. So we're going to be matter you to pull out the car, which has the muks item on it, which that's a tiltul biyadayim. It's tiltul min atzad. It's a tiltul min atzad. So, okay, we'll see when we get to Shinyan Aleph, that there's tiltal, direct tiltal person picks up an item with his hands. That's tiltal muksa. Then there's tiltal ayari dabar acher. I'm carrying something, I'm pulling something and making the muksa move, but I'm doing it with my hands. So I'm using my hands to do tiltal, but not direct. That's called tiltal min atzad. Tiltal min atzad is mutter the tzarek dabar amutter, not the tzarek dabar ha'asr. I can't do it for the mooks. I can do it for something else. I need the pillow. The pillow, let's say, is not a basis. It wasn't there beginning of Shabbos. So it's not a basis. So the pillow is not mooks. But I need the pillow, but there's mooks on the pillow. So I pull the pillow, and the mooks falls off. That tiltul minatzad, the tzarat of ramutra. I need the pillow. If I want to do it for the purpose of the mooks, it's aser. Then you have tiltul begufay, which according to the Rosh, is not aser at all. But over here, we're saying over here we're going to be matter because sabra lechayim to take it off of the animal gently, put it on to let it fall onto a pillow, and then pull the pillow out from underneath it with your hands. So why is that mutter? Now you're doing tiltul biyadayim because of the muksa. That's mutter because of sabra lechayim, and that's the case in which we're saying over here is mutter. That's how he answers that.
The last step is to recover the pillows, isn't it?
No, the last step is where there is, I want to get that muksa item down on the ground, but if I'm not matter you to pull the pillow out,
well,
you're not going to take the animal off the animal.
Uh-huh.
So the goal over here is that you'll land on the pillow, and then I should get my pillow back. Yeah. But the reason why I want to get my pillow back is because I want to get my item down on the ground, but I don't need the item on the ground, I can leave it on the animal. But several times, there's no take it off the animal, therefore we're going to have to be matter you to do this in a way to get the muksa down safely, even though it's going to involve tiltu min atzad, be a dime. That's the steps of the thought process. Okay. Sif yutes behema shenofel la'amas amayim. So the animal fell into a brook or a canal. If the water is deep, see if the animal it's not so deep, and the animal can stay the tent of Shabbos, and you'll feed it there, whatever it is, and after Shabbos you'll pull it out. So that's what you do. But if it's too deep to do that, therefore you can't just maintain it there till after Shabbos. So what can you do? You can bring items to put underneath it. The animal will then climb up on to get out. So you put things underneath it, the animal will step on, so raise it up till you can get it out. Maybe kalim karmuksosis, and the Mishnah says love the karmuksosis, anything underneath that you want to put underneath to give it this height. Menoisin tachtea, mishum sabra lechayim, alvishu mavato kli meyachonai. Even though potentially that you're dealing with the issue of mevatel kli meyachonai, We said we have this idea before that Chazal answered. We have a rule: Ein Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos. Same as L'Chatzi Shabbos is confusing. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that something which is Muksa beginning of Shabbos, even if the reason why it's Muksa ends in the middle of Shabbos, it remains Muksa for the rest of Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And the more discusses Yesh Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos, Ein Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos, the more in Bein, which has the Shaila, do you say Yesh Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos, Ein Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos, the more a Shaila is, let's say it became Muksa during the middle of Shabbos, and then it ended, doesn't become Muksa again. So one number says, no, the same way if it's Muksa beginning of Shabbos, it remains Muksa for the rest of Shabbos, even if the reason why it's Muksa ends. If it became Muksa in the middle of Shabbos, and then that reason ended, it'll also remain Muksa for the rest of Shabbos. We pass an Ein Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos, which means that even though it became Muksa during Shabbos, after the reason ends, it remains, it becomes non-Muksa. But while it's Muksa, it's Muksa. We're not saying it can't become Muksa on Shabbos for a period of time. So when I take this Kli and I put the animal on top of it, and now the Kli is functioning as to support the animal. So right now the Kli is Muksa. You can't move the Kli. If at that point in time, it comes out you made the Kli non-functional. You made it Muksa. So we said before, either the problem is because of, we have three pshatim, what the issue is. One is because it's soyser of the Kli. It's like you're breaking the Kli. It's exer the button, it looks like shviras a Kli. Taking a Kli which is functional, making it non-functional, is a form of shviras a Kli. Mirabonon, conceptually it's soyser. One is because it's like boina. It's like you're attaching it to the ground. Since you can't move it anymore, so you've attached something to the ground. Right now it can't move. So it's a problem of boina. There's a third reason which I don't remember right now. Third explanation in the Rishonim. Rashi one place says boina, one place Rashi says soyser. And there's another explanation also, if I recall correctly. So the problem is the klimei chana. So right now, by putting it there under the animal, you're being about the klimei chana, right? Even so, moving the animal by yadayim is muksa mamish. That's a more chomer dikad iser than bitul klimei chana. So we rather do bitul klimei chana because it's arba chayim and help the animal out of its predicament.
What does maybe soyser bone and
batol klimei chana? Now, zok the Ramah didn't care about him of b'shabbos, come be yomtiv. The issue of combing the animal, you can't comb with have a comb, which is going to cause it to bleed. So Shabbos and Yom Tov are equal for that, and the lachas of combing the animal are discussed in Hichos Yom Tov. Look over there.
Makardim, makartzim.
Yeah, good. See
that stuff.
Samaches. Yimamayim amukim. If the water is not deep and you can maintain the animal there until after Shabbos safely without it endangering it, then there's no heter to do bitul klimei chana to get the animal out. Fine. Maybe kermik sauces. Who didn't the yochel aniach shar kelim tateh kreish tuchol alos? It's not lavda for kermik sauces. Any clue you can put there. What's the chiddush of the kermik sauces? No, kermik sauces the revusa. The chiddush over here is putting these pillows and mattresses. What's the chiddush? The after the yiruim nishtamish behen ayde. Normally you put a Kli down. So more towards the case of where there's these little chicks that you need to get down safely. So you put down a Kli, they jump onto the Kli, and they jump off the Kli. Once you jump off the Kli is usable again. It's just bit of Kli Chara for that moment. But over here it's going to get wet in the water. And it's going to be saturated. You can't use it until it dries off. You can't use it in a Shabbos because you do skita. Just even after the animal gets off, it's still muksa. It's still unusable. Shilahachi mutter. Das ist aber lechaim. Du der Reise. Mimashi zira tera mitzvahs prika samasam ela behema. Vadach yisa bitakli mekona yishum rak mi rabbonan. Shigazul sulavatu kli b'shabas mimashu mechenas. There's actually, it's not the Pashat. The Moraz Machlosh with the Tzavar L'chaim is the Raisa, the Tzavar L'chaim is the Rabbonin. The Rama comes along and says that to actively inflict pain on the animal, everybody agrees is the Raisa. And that's Bilam, you know, which you hit, the Baal says to him, why don't you hit your animal? Over here, the case is a case where it's passively Tzavar L'chaim. I mean, the animal, you didn't do anything to the animal is in pain. And you could alleviate the pain by doing something about it. Is that in the Raisa that you must do that, or that's the under abundant? See, we're passing over here that even that is the Raisa. And therefore, it's going to override the Sarab B'Tachlim Yilchonah. You put these karmic sauces underneath it. I will also allow this to be a daim. But you can't do it directly. The Kobal Echayim, Heim Muxim. Valva Gavdi, Ketzer Lechayim. We do find that Chomim sometimes were mimed their dinim even in the face of Yisur their Isa. So Chazal said you can't carry on Shabbos even though you're not end up doing the mitzvah milah. You still can't carry it. Well, you can't carry in the Carmelis. So you're going to be about the mitzvah milah because it's the rabbanon. Yes, you're about the mitzvah milah because it's the rabbanon. So we're mounting a bit for Tzav Lechaim. We were mounting moving muksa for Tzav Lechaim. Okay, so you can't compare one to the other. Rabbi Rabbah Shevi the Yesh person said Mikilam Afal Lo Yisabi Yadayim Imiyefshul Ayani Karmic Sauces. They said, you know what? You're right, but if I don't have the option of Karmic Sauces, I can make Lo Mimata Tiltul directly, which is also which is Tiltul muksa. Matter of fact, asking God to do it is the best option. The mere lakum on that is much better.
Yeah, animal smoke. So.
Once Chazal asked to be mishtamish with a behemo, so the animal gets a din of muksa. Right. So now we're dealing with the din of Tzavar L'chaim. Let's chaf. Mutar larmer lenu Yehudi lachlo behemta b'shabbos mishum Tzavar L'chaim. The animal when it has milk, too much milk, it's painful. Shacholav mitzara, leaving the milk in is painful for the animal. So you can tell the goy to milk the animal to relieve its pain. So this Amir Lakum, milking an animal is malacha d'raisa. It's part of the Torah of Schita Dosh Mefarik. But we remember that Amir Lakum to alleviate the Tzavar L'chaim. The cholav also b'vayim, but the cholav is going to be not. You can't use the milk. It has to be clear that he wasn't doing it for the purpose of getting the milk, because then it would be osur. So you would have to purchase it from the goy.
Purchase the milk from the goy.
You know, let's hold it here. So it shouldn't look like the purpose over here is not to protect the animal, but to get the milk for the Jew. So we said, after Shabbos, you have to buy it for him, so it's clear he wasn't doing it for you.